I always get up and I talk about the Pacific and what it means for us about climate change. And I talk about the impacts about the rising waters and the changing environment. I talk about the drought and our dying reef, but those realities no longer are just ours, because they are yours as well. As Pacific Climate Warriors, we talk about ourselves as frontline people on the front lines of action, and that is you also. Over the last year, the Stop Adani movement has grown so vast, not just across Australia, but it has reached out to the Pacific. And I bet many of you don't even know that there's a Stop Adani group in Fiji. Last year at the UNFCCC conference in Germany, we took the Stop Adani message to the world. And our leaders stood up and they called Australia out. Called Australia out on the way they treat the Indigenous people. Called Australia out on the way they treat the environment. And we called Australia out for the fact that they are not a good big brother to the people in the Pacific. And that's pretty much why it's so important for us to be here. And that's the message that we're here to stand, is that you're not alone. And your work, even though sometimes it feels like it's a long battle and a long struggle with wins, with ups and downs, as a movement, you are not alone. And what happens here is not just felt within Australia, it's felt right across the Pacific. And as Pacific Climate Warriors, we're here to stand with you in that fight. And we're pretty much here to tell the Australian government, watch out, because 2018, all of us are coming for you.
Talofa lava, marole lei, whakalofa lei atu, kia rana, tēnā koe, aloha. Look to the history of our ancestors as we join with our ancestors from the islands. And the present of ourselves is of us, and obviously of our future, our children, and their next generations. We're very simplistic in how we look at ideals of things. So I'll keep it simple. There are certain acknowledgements. The Black Panthers of America send their love, prayers and respects. The Polynesian Panthers of Aotearoa, New Zealand send their love, prayers and respects. Gumbengia Mob Nation, where we are, who we come from. Some of us come from Bundjalung Mob too as well. Send their love, prayers and respects. And the reason why they send it, love, prayers and respects, because you are now behaving as the protectors you were born to be. Being a member of a movement that came to Standing Rock sends their love, prayers and respects to protectors around the world and doing what we need to do. As I said, from the day you're born, that's a responsibility that you have as a carer, custodian, type person that you need to be about loving Mother Earth and showing all those things that she deserves. I honour you all as you come here. A lot of people are watching you, watching what you do, and you are the leaders of movement of the South Pacific with all of us.